House. Prosecutors in Pennsylvania have filed charges against a principal and four teachers. They're accused of cheating on standardized tests in the Philadelphia school system. Officials say the five had changed student answers, provided answers to students, and improperly reviewed questions before administering the tests. More details at srnnews.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly?
Okay. Sorry. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Welcome to Left, Right, and You with liberal columnist Jeff Ward and conservative public policy activist Alan Skillicorn on WRMN 1410. They're talking current events, politics, local, state, and federal. Your phone calls are always welcome at 847-931-1410, 847-931-1410. Now here's Jeff Ward and Alan Skillicorn and Left, Right, and You.
Dave, if it's Thursday, and I'm just, oh, Dave.
Yes, yes.
If it's Thursday and the microphone's on and I'm Jeff Ward, it's got to be Left, Right, and You.
That's right.
And if it's May
and 8th. And a very, very small Alan Skillicorn.
Yeah. And if it's May 8th, and if it's.
Is he there? I don't even see him there.
No. Well, again, okay. Alan, Alan is now the vice chairman of the Kane County Republican Party.
Okay.
I am hearing nothing but good things about what he and Tom Hartwell, the chairman, are doing, and I'm going to be blogging about how well they're doing.
Cool.
So, yeah, it is the May 8th edition of Left, Right, and You. It's actually warm out, so you don't have to get into all that racy talk to warm our listeners up. And, you know, June 1st is approaching, Dave.
That's right.
Now, you still haven't asked me the question, though.
But
that's right.
All right.
Anyway, again, welcome to the show, listeners.
By the way, the surprise is done, I guess. So forget it.
Welcome to the show.
Surprise.
Welcome to the show, listeners.
And I have to take back the cake.
Goodbye to all those who are tuning out as a result of that little skit, whatever.
But oh, hey, yeah, if they tune out on that.
But hey, we have a very interesting show today, Dave. As you
all
know,
right. Well, you know, we were due for a change.
That's
go
right.
On.
That's right. They can't all be bleeping boring.
That's right.
But we as you know, on occasion, I have brought up my time as a coach in club sports.
Mm-hmm.
Club sports, for the uninitiated, is a scourge is too strong a word, so I probably shouldn't use it. Clubs, and you're supposed to say too late. Club sports is a means why it's supposed to be a means whereby those kids who have a huge interest in a specific sport can go above and beyond anything with their school, while parents pay $2,000 to $5,000 a year to make it happen. So I happen to coach soccer, and not all club sports are bad. Tri-City Soccer Association, based in St. Charles, has a rec program that's phenomenal. For $160 a year, you get a uniform, a coach, 8 games a season. I mean, it's an incredibly good deal. If you want to play soccer with your friends, they do it by school, you do it. However, when it comes to their Premier League, which is $2,500 a year, and that is cheap compared to to Campton United or Strikers.
Yeah.
Talent doesn't matter. What matters is if you can pay the fee.
Now, are we talking about like in for baseball, whether it's for high school baseball, and we have the White Sox Academy?
Not really. In baseball, okay. We're going to be talking about a club called the Infield.
Okay.
And these are private.
I have all the outfields, the albums, by the way.
Yeah. Don't start singing again, though. You scared our listeners last time. So basically what these club sports do is they offer the opportunity to get better. But as it's turned out, because it's big money, they are now starting to dominate the high school scene. And on far more occasions than not, whether or not you make the team depends upon which club you're on.
Gotcha.
All right. So I want to welcome St. Charles parent Rob Marshall to the show.
Glad to be here.
And one of the tricky things about this, Rob, is it's very difficult, though I have spouted off about it and people occasionally tune me out. One of the more difficult things about this is coming forward means your son will likely not make the team from here going forward?
Well, the fact is that, you know, part of life is, you know, you may not succeed all the time. But at the end of the day, he ended up getting cut from one of the freshman baseball teams. And it is what it is. It's part of life. You know, sometimes you're going to, you know, not be successful in all things you do. And at the end of the day, hopefully you learn something from it and you can grow off that and build off that. But it wasn't until after the fact that we found out about this infield program, this outside facility, that all of a sudden we found that these kids who paid to play in this facility, which was up to $2,000 a kid, these kids were earmarked for this team before it was even picked.
And we can't say St. Charles North High School. That's okay.
Yep.
We probably should avoid personalities simply, but it just doesn't pay to get into those. But yeah, St. Charles North. And it, you know, the email that you guys sent me, you said that of the, what, how many kids? Was it 30 kids that made the team, 25?
There was, I believe, 30 kids 30 total, kids. Yeah.
Yeah, all but three who had other connections, meaning either their brothers had been on the team, their fathers had been on the team. All but three came from the infield. And again, the infield is one of these club sports companies.
That's correct. That's correct. And so, you know, it's not that he got cut. It's about the process being skewed. And so that's really the topic that we wanted to focus on. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, when you have kids coming up to my son, kids that don't even, they're not friends with him, just know him. They're an acquaintance of his mm-hmm. through school. And say, you didn't make the team, but I did. There must be something wrong.
That is fascinating that, you know, the kids are far more honest.
Well, that's it. And we went to the public board meeting because the other three, four meetings that we had within the school with the athletic director, the head varsity coach, the principal and the athletic director, I had one coach come in. That meeting was cut short because the guy came in with a 5x7 note card with four lines of scribble on it. Basically, giving us generalities why he didn't make it. And then the next meeting was a panel of all five or six of the coaches in the program
right.
that showed up.
But let's back up a little bit because what – and again, first, let's clearly state that I've seen this happen at every school. So that we're naming St. Charles North in this case, this is becoming more and more pervasive everywhere. You know, to a lesser degree, I believe at Geneva High School, but I talked to a former volleyball player and she said, oh, yeah, the club you were on mattered. But yes, this is slowly taking over. And not only that, it's making its way down to the middle school level. I mean, the day it, back in, God, my God, 1970.
Was that 70 or 17?
70. Okay. 70 day.
All right.
70.
All right.
You know, coming to Evanston, I tried out for my seventh grade baseball team, and I could do that. I didn't make it. That's okay. I was very short back then. I was the third shortest in my class. I grew a little bit in high school. And but I could do it. I could make the, you know, the coaches gave me every opportunity to do it. Now, if you go out for the – if you decide in eighth grade at Geneva Middle School South that you want to go out for volleyball, you're not going to make it. Because you already have to have had to be doing club sports since sixth grade to A, be competitive, and B, for the coaches to even consider you. And let's be clear, we have no proof that any high school coach within the radius of our voice is taking any money from these clubs.
No, there's nothing to actually prove that. But
there are connections.
But there's connections, and I can just tell you one of the sophomore coaches, and I'm not going to name any names. He was listed originally as an instructor and the general manager of this outside facility.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until we started, you know, requesting all these meetings and, you know, starting to questioning things that all of a sudden now his title is program coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
Now, come on, there's a big disconnect there, and just make things fair for these kids. Shouldn't it be about the kids? Is it about the money or is it about the talent? And at the end of the day, aren't they trying to put the best product on the field to be successful as a school? So if that's the case, why are you going to taint that with just earmarking spots for kids who are probably not capable of making the team otherwise? It's not showing them a good message. And it's what's worse is the 10 or so kids that probably should have been on this team will probably never play baseball again. And that's the shame of it.
And you're right. And you know the flip side, though, Rob, and I know two of the one of my cycling friends was one of the top soccer players in Illinois. And club sports. The kid was incredible. At 18, he just burned out, never did it again. The former volleyball player I was talking about was a walk-on at a major university, you know, Division I. A couple practices, she was done. I think my qualm to a large degree, and why I point out that TCSA's rec program is so worthwhile, is we not only are we not taking kids because of talent, again, I've watched premier teams at TCSA practice, and I'm no soccer star, but I've worked with some of the best. And I mean, these kids, you're right, it does them a disservice by calling them premier. And then one of my very favorite trainers, a former European soccer star, got in a boatload of trouble when one of his girls walked up to him and said, you know, coach, am I an A or a B level player? And God bless this person who I am friends with to this day. He goes, no, honey, you're a C. Well, she ran to her parents. They ran to the league. He almost got cut loose, but thankfully he was too good. And yeah, what kind of favor are you doing a child? You know, you don't want to say you suck, but what kind of favor are you doing if you're not giving them a fair assessment and you're not giving them a fair chance?
That's correct. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, one of the kids started crying because he made the team. He was in disbelief himself.
Mm-hmm.
So what I see, and I got to tell you, I have a good friend of mine who ended up getting involved in a lawsuit with another school district. He told me everything that was going to happen before it happened. And that was the athletic director is going to protect the coaches. The principal is going to take care of and protect the athletic director. The superintendent's going to protect the principal and down the line. And so that's why we sort of skipped the superintendent. We went right to the board meeting, and we wanted to make it a matter of public record, and that's what we did. But at the end of the day, we still haven't heard anything back. You know what? I would, at this point, just settle for an apology and just, you know, have separation with the guy that's working at this outside facility and have him step back from that and just coach high school sports and work at another facility.
Mm-hmm.
So that would work for us. But you know what? Everybody's covering up everybody else's story. And that's what bothers me.
And part of the problem is, and I'm not just to play mild devil's advocate, part of the problem, and certainly not excusing this kind of thing, right now school districts are facing the Tea Party hasn't had much effect other than making Republicans unelectable. But the one effect they have had is that all of a sudden local governments are watching every penny. And where do most of our tax dollars go? By far, we can yell about, as I like to say, Rob President Blackenstein. But the money, 70% of your taxes go to the local school district. So that's, and they're trying to figure out a way to get out from under that. Very, very difficult the way it's set up in Illinois. Number two, Rob Wozinski, coach of the Geneva High School football team, is a good friend of mine. And, you know, he describes how parents relentlessly call him to get their kid to play. So you're already in your efforts, which I greatly admire your willingness to come forward. You're already behind the eight ball because there's already parents who think no matter how bad their child is, they should be playing. And sometimes that concern just gets chalked off on that. Now let's move up to line to the superintendent. And Don Schloman is a friend of mine.
I heard he's a phenomenal guy.
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard it on several occasions.
And this is, you know, I don't know if you know Jay-Z's song, I Got 99 Problems, But a Bleep Ain't One.
I know.
and that's the problem. You know, Don has got, I got 99 problems, but sports ain't one. But you're right, it's not fair. So we've got, Dave, yes. Oh, you were raising?
I just want to know. I mean, how you being here, Rob? How is that working against your son in high school?
Well, at the end of the day, what he's seen unfold, I don't really think that he has any desire to be part of this organization, this high school sport, and that's another shame.
Yeah.
Because
right.
You know what? A lot of kids want to play varsity sports at one point or another in their high school career. You know, he's seen a real negative side of this coin. And so, you know what? His other sport is golf. Your score is your score in golf. You cannot be blackballed because of it. If you make the score, you're on the team.
There's no club for golf, by the way. There's no training for golf.
Golf it does not have the heft that the four major sports have. So, no, I'm sure there's something.
Yeah.
But it's not made it to the level of insanity that baseball, soccer, volleyball, football have made.
And look, Dave, I'll tell you this, that, you know, we try to raise our kids right. You know, we make our fair share of mistakes for sure.
Right.
But at the end of the day, I asked my son, do you know why we're doing this? And he said, yeah. I said, why? He says, because it's not right. And I said, that's exactly right. So we don't have anything to lose.
Right.
You know, if my son gets blackballed from baseball, he doesn't want to play anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But he would have been an asset.
Right.
That's the disconnect. And he would have been an asset to this group.
And there's probably kids that either this year or years past that never had a voice, never had any place
absolutely.
To talk about it.
Absolutely.
There's only so far certain people are willing to go. Like
right.
you mentioned before, people are in fear of being blackballed.
Well,
and not to cut you off, but
go ahead.
And I know you tried to calm me down because I got so jacked up earlier, but I'm very passionate about this because this
right.
is so blatant. Politics play a part in life, okay? This is not politics. This, I feel, is more than politics.
Well,
this is money going on.
It is. Well, that's the basis, and politics is all about money always.
Right.
And Robert, even I've talked to a friend in our neighborhood. It's even down to, you know, sixth grade travel sports. And if you know the right,
right.
people and the right things, you're going to make the team,
right.
no matter what the case may be. And you're right. It's really sad. And, you know, from my own experience, one of the things I'm very proud of, and I mentioned this to you, is that some of my players I coached for 4 years, and three of them, I had eight kids from Geneva on my travel soccer team. Three of them made the high school soccer team. But I was still persona non grata at TCSA. In fact, they could not wait to get rid of me. Is he the vice president? I don't want to say his name because it'll get him in trouble. The second in command respected what I had done.
Joe Biden is the vice president.
Yes, Joe Biden. We'll call him Joe. But I mean, the insanity that I witnessed with, you know, some of these kids just didn't want to be there. That's the number one sad thing. They don't want to be there. Their parents want them to be a star. And that's what these clubs play on. The thought, every parent thinks their kid is special. And we can't all be special. You know, if everybody was a star, no one would be a star. So one time I disciplined a kid. And by discipline, I mean, you know, not, you know, he didn't have to take a barrage of soccer balls, which is what I would have liked to do. He had to run a quarter of a mile. The mother comes barreling down the field. One of the TCSA employees sees it's about to happen. I have a reputation. And she whacks the TCSA employee. Now, I would think that would have been the end of those parents. No. They kept him on the field. I mean, they kept him on. They kept the kid on the team. They kept the stuff. And, you know, I was speechless.
Going back to your comment about a lot of the tax dollars going to the school,
mm-hmm.
You know, in one of our meetings, I had mentioned to the principal, shouldn't we as parents expect more than to be lied to? Because
right.
I feel like we've been lied to on a couple of different occasions, and I talked to you about that.
Well, why don't you tell the tweets?
Well, I asked the varsity coach, has you ever sent out tweets, you know, promoting this outside facility? Because he was very clear that there's four or five other facilities you can choose from.
Mm-hmm.
But then why are you using it? Why are you pointing everybody to this infield
right.
facility? He said, no, I never sent out tweets. I said, okay, so just so I understand this, you've never sent out tweets? He says, no. I said, okay, that's my bad, because this was all hearsay.
Mm-hmm.
I got back to my office. There were six tweets that people had emailed me that he had sent mm-hmm. out promoting this facility. Now, if you're not doing anything wrong, why are you going to lie about it?
Right.
Just be honest about it.
But
I don't mean to cut you off.
No, that's okay.
But when I said to the principal, shouldn't we expect more from our, you know, the tax dollars that we send to the school? She said, well, I said, why should we be lied to? And she said, well, I'm concerned less about the lies and more concerned about the violations for IHSA. I said, so the lies okay?
Well, but I think in defense of the principal, again, it's
no,
my
she's
thing.
Always, she's a great lady. I don't know her too well outside of these meetings, but I'm just saying that comment stuck with me.
Yeah. Well, and it should. But I think to some degree what she may be saying is there seems to be a violation here. And though as Dave will attest, we've taken the IHSA on here because they are answerable to no one. But they do value their reputation. So I'm hoping what she meant was, yikes. I mean, this could be very problematic.
Well,
and
maybe she did,
it.
And I just took it the wrong way.
Yeah.
It's possible she did. But I'm just saying to you, the whole thing is skewed.
It is.
Okay?
I mean, you're not going to – in fact, I, as a good host, I'm supposed to let you make the point.
Yeah.
But it's such a rarity that a parent's willing to come forward that it's kind of nice for somebody to see what I've seen. It's and this trainer whom I love, he used to say, Jeff, it's all about the money. And I used to go, well, admit, Rob, it's all about the money.
Well, and I had mentioned to you before we went on the air that, you know, I'd like to get an article written about it because I just like to open up, you know, I guess the floodgates for people to see what's really going on. And you said nobody's going to touch it with a 10-foot pole.
Right.
And I'm surprised at that, but you said that there's too much work that goes into it.
Well, the problem is, as we all know, newspapers are facing difficult times. And I have had in the past, I've had a propensity to take on newspapers. I am trying to moderate that approach these days because my goal is to get them to change. It hasn't worked out so well. So we've got newspapers with dwindling staffs that can barely cover government and what they're supposed to cover. Then they, you know, a story like this, you know, local newspapers don't do feature stories anymore. I mean, the Daily Herald will do some, but they're central. So you've got that. And then you've got the possibility for a lawsuit. So they just don't do this kind of coverage anymore. So, anyway, I think we have a caller, but we'll press on to break, I think, which is in about 5 minutes. So it's not an easy thing for these local papers to do. I wish I had a better answer. So, Dave, we have a caller?
We do have a caller, and we're going to go to George. George is on the line. George, you're on Left Right and You. Hey, George.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to call about the talk and play, the pay to play.
The pay to play in club sports?
Yeah. How young is this even happening? I mean, my 5-year-old son. Should I be looking to put him in a camp to make sure that he gets the best opportunities?
You know, George,
wouldn't be a bad idea.
Yeah. Sadly, it is what it's coming down to. And look at what's happening in soccer. They're signing toddlers. They are signing toddlers in European and South American soccer. So it's getting...
Are they playing on the pay-to-play leagues?
Yeah. Well, I don't know how it works down there, but the bottom line is, at least when you get to middle school, you better have your kid on a club team if you want them to make the team.
Oh, okay. How far do you think you're going to take this, Rob? I'm really interested.
You know what? At the end of the day, we've taken it. We had four meetings within the school. And we went to the public board, school board meeting, and we were told to do that actually by just a friend of mine who's a teacher. She said if you do that, it's a matter of public record, and then they're sort of forced to look into it. Look, I'm not looking to take it any further than I need to, but at the end of the day, you know, there's not too many people that want to come forward and recognize what's going on and try to be behind the people who – really, we've had an injustice done to us, and not us, but our kids. And it needs to be more about the kids and not about, you know, the money changing hand. That's the thing. And what I've found is a lot of these guys, they just feel like they seem like they're untouchable. Like they can get away with it. They know that parents are going to only take it to a certain point, and then they're going to back off. Well, we feel like we've sort of taken it as far as we can. You know, Jeff was kind enough to bring us on the air, but you know, it's a lot of this stuff is stuff that people don't want to talk about.
One more question. I really appreciate you guys taking my call. Rob, you mentioned it's all about the kids. How does your son feel about this?
Honestly, he was pretty shocked because, you know, I think he's a pretty good judge of his ability. He's played travel baseball at a reasonably high level for the last 3 years. And so he only has the ability to compare himself to other kids in the tryouts. Now, when he saw some of these kids have mediocre tryouts and he felt like he did better comparably, and then you get cut, we're wondering why. And so that's sort of, he's scratching his head. But at the end of the day, now we know it's because, you know, they're at this outside facility and they're paying money to play. And, you know, the sophomore coach is basically... they're pre-selecting these kids based on the money that they're charging them. Or that's what we feel at the end.
On the club they attend.
Right.
Do we answer your questions, George?
Yes, thank you guys so much. I really appreciate you guys bringing attention to this sensitive subject.
I have been trying to do it for years, George. I'm going to give Rob the credit here because, you know, people get tired of listening to me yammer. Thank you so much for calling in.
And that'll be $5.
You did a good job, Dave.
No, thank you.
I won't pass that picture of you in the thong on the internet this week. But hey, we're bumping up against our break. You're listening to Left, Right, and You on WRMN AM 1410. We have Rob Marshall, a St. Charles North parent, on the air. We're talking club sports, and we'll be right back.
So last night I couldn't sleep. So I got my laptop going. And fortunately, when you're sitting in bed, it gets hot, doesn't have a good airflow. You know, even though it's a cool night, it's still uncomfortable.
Well, I got the solution for you. I invented a product called the Lapinator. And you can go to www.lapinator.com. It is a laptop.
You might have to spell that.
L-A-P-I-N-A-T-O-R. I found out in French it means rabbit killer, but, you know, so much for brand name testing.
Yeah, you're not going to be very popular
in
France.
No, not in France. But basically what the Lapinator is, Ellen, it's a portable insulated laptop desk that not only keeps 95% of laptop heat off your lap, so I don't have to get the fire extinguisher out every time you use your laptop, but it keeps your laptop 11 degrees cooler with no moving parts. So, hey.
That's great. And heat does damage electronics.
We sell all our products through Amazon, so, you know, you can get shipping free. Go to www.lapinator.com. www.lapinator.com.
Hi, this is Alan Skillicorn. Here's a reminder that Odyssey Forge offers creative, custom, and unique internet solutions. Looking for more security or two-factor verification? Odyssey Forge has a solution for you. Do you want custom WordPress site? Odyssey Forge can customize the popular platform. What about secure e-commerce? Odyssey Forge will develop an attractive site easy to use for you and your customers. Check out www.odysseyforge.com or see my Odyssey Forge-powered site, alanskillicorn.com.
A little any money to get you moving. Thank you, Dave.
Oh, the irony of that.
The irony of any money when we're talking about money.
There's money coursing through this whole segment.
That is right. Thank you, Dave, for bringing us back. Again, this is Jeff Ward. This is Left, Right, and You. It's Thursday, May 8th. We're talking club sports. And again, if you just tuned in, club sports is a concoction whereby high school and even middle school players can hone their skills, but outside of the high school, avoid some of the IHSA rules, however, which is not a bad thing. If somebody's dedicated to a sport, God bless them. But how the club sports dominate high school scene. And one of the things, you know, we're talking about parents being afraid of being blackballed. And that's a real thing. I mean, like I said, TCSA couldn't wait to get rid of me as a coach. I had a co-coach, one of the most Christian gentlemen I've ever met. And when I say co-coach, we didn't coach the same team. And the parents, a liberal parent, I know my listeners are going to be amazed that I'm defending a conservative, but a liberal parent took offense to this guy's conservative nature, started riling up the parents against him, and it became his last season. And all it takes is one parent to start doing that kind of stuff, and it becomes very, very difficult for a coach, and the other parents kind of love this mob mentality. But the other thing that's interesting, and the reason why parents don't want to come forward, and especially at the wealthier the high school, the more likely this phenomenon, is because they like being able to buy their kids' way on the team. They want the easy way. They want, just tell me what's club to send him to, and he'll make the team. And so not only do you have the problem with being blackballed, but there's going to be a boatload of parents unhappy with both you and I today for bringing this out, because it exposes how they can circumvent the system to get what they want.
By the way, I don't care. Did I mention that, Jeff? I don't know if I did.
Of course, I don't either. But, yeah, so,
you know, and that's sort of, that topic is, I just don't understand it, how some parents could overlook the fact that they're buying their kids onto a team. It just, it doesn't set the stage well for the way the real world works.
And ironically, the kids know.
They do know. They do know.
They
otherwise,
know.
Why would the one kid come up to my son and say, there must be something wrong if I made it and you didn't? And by the way, you know what? I've been coaching travel hockey and baseball for 10 years, and, you know, I would never – I've dealt with my share of idiot parents, and I would never blackball a kid because of their parents.
Right,
you know what?
Absolutely.
If the kid's a good kid and he's got good character and I can develop him and mold him, that speaks for itself. You know, you can't control who you get as parents on your team.
No,
but
you
believe
cannot.
Me, I've had – especially in travel hockey, forget it. I mean, it's unbelievable what you come across. But – It does happen. I scratch my head and I just don't understand how they would want to pay for their kid to get on a team. But that, you know,
The problem is, Rob, and I wrote about this in one of the original columns. And, you know, in that column I took on the Sockers. The Sockers are the biggest soccer club in Northern Illinois, but they also run the Northern Illinois Soccer League. So the league makes the rules for the Sockers. And, you know, I had people threatening to beat me up over it. But what these clubs prey on, and I'm going to use prey, we'll be right with you, Dave. What these clubs prey on is this dream that somehow my son's going to get a scholarship. And the truth is, 2% of high school athletes will get a full ride. 2%. You know, one of the points I made in that column was there are 11 starting spots on your high school soccer team. Not 15, not 30. I mean, only 11 kids can start. And in soccer, starting is everything because they don't substitute very often. I grew up in Evanston. I can name one pro athlete. And this was back at a time, 1976. Don't you say it, Dave. This was back at a time when Evanston Township High School.
Not 1876.
Evanston Township High School had 5,000 kids. Okay? The only pro athlete from my time in Evanston is Emery Moorhead, who went to Evanston Township High School, tight end for the Chicago Bears. So the sad thing is parents are buying into my kid's going to be the one to make it, and they're not. The odds are – it's not that your kid sucks. It's that the odds are it can't happen.
And they're setting them up to fail.
Right. And I've seen kids that – we had a kid in our neighborhood, decent baseball player, and the parents even moved to Arizona to give him every advantage, and he didn't make it. And I saw him working in a store, you know, they must have come back, saw him working in the store. He just looked lost. You know, I felt really bad for him.
Because I think sometimes these parents want it more than the kids want it.
They do. And like I said, some of the kids don't want to be there. But, Dave, do we have a caller?
We do. We have a former St. Charles travel coach
who
wants to talk about this issue.
And his name?
We'll just call him anonymous. There.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, yes, you're on the air. What can we do for you?
I just wanted to comment here. I've been a travel coach in the St. Charles boys baseball system. I coached from 11U to 14U. And so I've coached some of these kids that didn't make the team at North. And my kid actually goes to East, but at 11 and 12, the kids are mixed. You know, they're not split up according to which high school they go to. They do that at 13 and 14. Then they split them according to if you're going to go to East, you play for a Saints team, and if you're going to go to North, you go to a North Star team. But I also coach teams out in the Fall League in Wasco, which was all competitive travel kids. We put teams together and go out and play. So I know a lot of these kids, and I can say without any doubt in my mind that some of the kids that made that team at North, and, you know, they played at the infield. Some of these kids that I know, they played for me. There's no question that these kids that got left off the team are better ball players than some of these kids that are on that team. I mean, when I heard about it, I was shocked. I actually called one of the dads from the kids I had coached and said, what's going on? What happened? And he was just going, how do you tell your son he didn't make the team? He knows without a doubt, and other kids know, that they're better players. Some of these kids got left off that are much better athletes, much better players, and the thing is,
this is Rob, by the way. The thing is, it's not even like, hey, you know what? These two or three or four kids are close, and we're going to go with the kids that been working in the off season. It's so far skewed. It's night and day with some of the talent that the kids that
Absolutely.
Did make it. So
there's no question about it. I agree. 100%, because I didn't coach all the kids, but I've coached a number of them, and I've coached a bunch of them that are on the East High freshman team. And you know, it's just amazing how, you know, because the conflict of interest that seems so obvious, and you know, all these kids that played at the infield and paid their $2,000 or whatever it was to make the team, and these kids that chose not to do it, they don't make the team. It's just,
yeah, and my silly. Son, you know what, my son plays another sport. He's a hockey player, and it's not like he wasn't doing anything, just sitting around playing video games. You know, he was still working out. He wasn't maybe working out hitting balls and working in an outside facility. But at the end of the day, you know what? I don't feel as a freshman they should be limited to playing just one sport. I just think it's a joke. And the way they treat it at North is, you know what? You got to this has got to be your sole sport, and
right.
That's that.
Yeah, and that's why they burn out. And that's why they burn out at 18. And I've seen it again and again and again. So, well, we appreciate you calling in and giving us your experience. Thank you so much.
Sure.
Okay. Take care. That was most coaches know.
I don't recognize that person, by the way. Okay. So it's not like I said, call up and tip the scale.
But it is sad. I mean,
people know it. It's you know what? It's clear as day. And like I was telling you earlier, I mean, some of these people that we ended up playing with that made the team, and obviously they're looking to make the A team, make the B team. Now all of a sudden they're up in arms because they're playing with kids that shouldn't be on the team, and now they're getting frustrated because kids can't make simple plays. Well, guess what? It's because they shouldn't be there.
Right, and that's why you look at a TCSA premier team, and I just cringe. I've been taught soccer by the best. And in fact, a couple coaches have said, you know, despite my absolute lack of skills whatsoever, other than using my face to stop goals, I really got a handle on the game. And you can look at some, it's not that hard. I mean, look at Manchester U play, then look at the Fire. It's night and day. And these kids are in premier, and they're terrible.
Yeah.
And to their credit, like one of the higher ups, one of the board members in TCSA said, you know what, we got to stop this. We got to have two premier teams, and you get it by invitation only. But it's never going to happen because as long as there's money involved, you know, as long as somebody's willing to write that $25,000, $2,000, $4,000 check, it's going to happen. And sadly, Rob, what's likely, somebody's going to go too far and get caught. That's what's going to happen. And when somebody gets caught taking money, then the newspapers will be interested. And again, I'm not knocking newspapers. What do you do when you have two reporters for an entire county, two, three reporters? I mean, you can't delve into this stuff.
But when you go, and my initial meeting was with the varsity coach and an athletic director, and the first thing that I'm told by the athletic director is, you know what, I've talked to the coaches, I've talked to the owner of the infield, and I'm satisfied with my answers. Now, right there, we're done. And I said, I basically told him, I said, when I'm not satisfied with your answers, I'm going to the principal.
Mm-hmm.
So just so you know.
Right.
And he actually walked me down and made an appointment with the principal. So, but it's just, you know, you're not going to really try to poke around and see if there's something going on here. As the athletic director, it's going to come back to you. So why wouldn't you want to know?
I agree. And to some degree, you know, again, school districts, they are being forced to cut back. Now, no more can they say, you know, we want this money. Some of these clubs, who knows, maybe they donate to the booster clubs. Money, it makes a big difference. And again, I think the more wealthy the people that – the more wealthy the school district, the more likely it is to happen. But I think that sadly that's what it's going to take.
Now, hasn't this always gone on? I mean, you know, whether it's been through the getting your child onto one of the infield or wherever, whatever club you're involved.
Well, anybody can go to the infield, Dave.
Yeah,
as long as you pay.
Right, but then you also have an in to get on a high school team. Then, right?
Well, it's go ahead, Rob.
I can just tell you that this infield facility, is 2 years old. So it wasn't even around when my older boy was going through. It just wasn't. It just all of a sudden popped up.
Well, I know the White Sox Academy, I think the guy who runs this infield, I was doing some research, was associated with the White Sox Academy.
Yeah, now the White Sox Academy.
Bull Sox Academy.
Yeah, so that's a different, whole entire different ball of wax, Dave.
Okay.
You know, we're talking about facilities that simply focus on one sport, provide trainers, provide year-round training, provide leagues, provide tournaments, you know. And by the way, when you're talking the $2,000, $2,500 fee, it doesn't even cover tournaments. Yeah. So, but now one of the more fascinating things that your wife brought up to me as we're winding down to our final 15 minutes, is that two of the volleyball, one of the volleyball clubs involved with St. Charles North and any other high school as well, is suing the other one for this very same kind of dynamic where the kid has to be on the one club to make the team and the other club lost all their their clients. Do you want to go? Why don't you get into that as I start talking too fast, Rob?
Well, no, I don't understand why they're suing each other, or the one suing the other instead of one suing the school, because it's not one is taking clients away from the other facility, but at the end of the day, they're placing them on the high school team. Isn't that the gist of
right.
it?
To back up a little bit.
Because I don't know the whole thing.
You're a little like me, Rob, where I just want to get into it and screw the background. Nobody needs background when you're writing a column. They all know exactly what I'm thinking. But in this case, we've got two volleyball clubs. We've got more than two, but the two in question, one is Fusion, which likely is the more popular one around here, and the other one is Top Flight. And Fusion kind of seems to have worked their way in with the coaches at St. Charles North. And there are allegations that folks have been told, look, if you want to be on the team, you got to be on the right club. So shock of shocks, just like a boat, although we better not make jokes with a Korean ferry, just like, you know, something that new observation deck at the Hancock Center tilting, you know, all the kids ran down the slope into this other school. And lo and behold, Top Flight finds they are lacking clients.
And we shouldn't say club. We should say training facility, because that's what it is.
They do have
high school sports clubs, right?
Right. But the true definition of these people is club sports.
Okay.
In other words, if you
I wasn't aware of that. I was thinking what Dave was saying. It's just an outside training facility. But it is, because there's teams that are formed with.
But they call them clubs. But we'll go outside training facility. I know them as club sports.
Okay.
But that's okay. Outside training facility, club sports. And now, because Top Flight has lost a slew of students and can't get their students placed on the volleyball team, they are suing Fusion. So, and that's what it's going to take to bring this crap out. It's good. It always, 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 even when newspapers were at their glory, to some degree, unless you got a Mike Royko or you got somebody like Steve Chapman, Neil Steinberg, who's willing to make the extra effort, somebody always goes too far, which causes this pendulum to swing too far the other way. However, Rob, club sports, outside training facilities are becoming so ingrained, this is going to be tough.
And a kind of a muddy conflict of interest, maybe for people, some coaches who are working at the high school by day and work at the,
right, absolutely.
The training facilities during the night. And it's like, but here's the thing, though. Strategically, I think some kids, or some parents, I should say, probably look at it and goes, oh, this guy is, off years, he's a coach at St. Charles. So maybe it'll be to my benefit
absolutely.
To enroll my son here.
I doubt that. Well, I'm going to tell you this. Somebody that we know very well had a friend that moved away to a different state, and she basically said that she was offered a spot on the infield and said that we'll pretty much guarantee you a spot in the high school team if you join this facility. Now, she wouldn't come forward because we asked.
Right.
And I get it. I get why she didn't want to. You know what? Who knows? They may move back to the area, and they don't want to put their kid in jeopardy. I get that. But that was said.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's going on.
Oh, it is. It absolutely is. And, again, like I told your wife, you know, we're going to talk about this today. It's going to freak people out for maybe 3 to 4 weeks. And if parents don't get behind this and demand that it changes, it's just going to
You remember that movie Scarface?
I never – it's a little violent for me.
Okay, they got a line in there, and he's drunk, and he says, say goodnight to the bad guy. So I'm going to look at you for that, but I'll probably be looked at as that too.
Well, and again, my advice would be stay sane. You know, if you – of course, Jeff Ward saying stay sane, that's like Charlie Sheen saying avoid drugs.
or don't date porn stars.
Yeah, yeah. But you
okay, now all of a sudden you got my interest.
Yeah, yeah. I hope
this is, by the way, this Brooke is the Howard Stern of political talk right here.
But you know, it's going to take people. You know, we've had two people call in that have said, "Hey, this is going on." It's going to take people coming forward. And my fondest wish is this show, and I'll do an ensuing column on it, is going to do just that. I mean, maybe the solution is if you coach a high school sport, you cannot be affiliated with a club at all.
I think that's – well, that yeah. type – and when you say club, I get it confused. But
okay.
the outside facility –
Sorry about that. I'm so used
no,
to
it. No, but I'm just saying the outside facility, that's a direct conflict of interest. It just is.
It is.
All right? And when there was almost 100% placement of these kids, that raises other flags.
Oh, well, absolutely. Now, but I'm surprised – again – I am a little surprised that if that many kids that didn't go to that particular facility didn't make it, I'm surprised that some other parent isn't as, you know, unhappy with it as
Man,
you are.
Man, I'm
Rob.
Sure they are, mm-hmm. but we talked about it. They're mm-hmm. not coming forward. They can, you know, scream yeah. and yell behind closed doors, but they're not coming forward because a lot of people don't want to put their kid in a bad spot. That's just the bottom line, and that's just, that, it's unfortunate.
It is.
That's life.
It is. So, yeah, I that's one solution. Again, I mean, sports, look at what's happening with the NCAA. I mean, now we've decided, we, the people, through the courts, that these guys can unionize. And I think it's about time for that. And when you hear, I cannot remember, was it a Kentucky basketball player that says, some nights I don't eat? All of a sudden, the NCAA, out of the goodness of their hearts, says unlimited food for kids on scale, you know, on the teams. You know, I've got to stop saying, you know. you got me doing it, Rob. I'm going to blame you. It's ridiculous. I mean, and I'm not at all surprised that it's filtered down to this level, and it's going to continue filtering down. And George, who called in, yeah, I've heard about fifth and sixth graders not making the team because their parents weren't connected.
Yeah.
But Dave, you wanted to ask a question?
No, I mean, I just was just okay. wondering, like, how much of this, Jeff had called in and wanted to know, you know, is it just a point of the rich, you know, seeping into high school sports, getting their kids in there through the training facilities?
No, because I don't think, believe me, even
so
people without
rich
money,
or poor,
even
rich
people
or,
without money,
yeah.
they're going to find a way to get it, to get their kid right. on that facility. That, and I just know for a fact that. They're going to find it one way or another. I don't care if they go to an outside source and say, can you sponsor my son or daughter? Mm. But that happens. They want to position their kid. And that look, I probably would, too, if my son was that adamant about playing one sport and he really wanted to make the baseball team. We were really unaware of this facility.
By the way, if you're listening to our voices and you maybe have kids in high school sports, and either you agree or disagree, we'll take both sides of the coin here on Left, Right, and You. Give us a call, 847-931-1410, mm-hmm. 847-931-1410, and we'll get you on the air. If you're a parent who had a child and, you know, got him on the team without going through a training facility, an independent training facility, give us a call.
And it does happen, Dave.
It does, for sure.
Yeah, but some schools are more steeped in it than others. There's some, you know, again, we've used St. Charles North as an example, but it's by far they're not the only ones. And I think my thing is, what I was trying to do, and I know I was spitting in the wind and tilting at windmills, is trying to get parents to understand, hey, look, if your kid's going to be a superstar, you already know. I mean, the cases of a Ryan Sandberg who came out of nowhere, the cases of kids developing late are so few and far between. The odds simply aren't with you.
No.
And I'm not saying give up on your kid. Let him pursue the dream, but let him do it reasonably. So my solution was to try to get parents to understand club sports is not the answer. But instead, and these clubs know. I mean, you've got three soccer clubs here in Kane County. You've got the
Tri-Cities,
you've got the Strikers, and you've got Campton. And they will never disrespect each other because the kids just go round robin through the clubs. Well, if there's a problem with – if my son isn't succeeding, it's this club. And they go to the next one. And then they go to the next one. And then they even go back to the first one. It's gotten so absurd.
We just would like the process fixed. We would like, you know, the things that have been done wrong corrected. And it'd be nice to get an apology. You know what? We made a mistake. We're going to change it moving forward. But at the end of the day, there was a lot of wrong done.
Well, I can guarantee you won't get an apology.
I'm sure I won't.
That would
admit them being wrong.
Exactly. They would have to admit they were wrong, and they would have to change. And I do think there are people. The impressions I got from talking to some folks in school districts prior to this, they'd love to change it. But there's so many parents that like it. There's kids that like it. Not all of them. It's become so ingrained. Their coaches like it. You know, you can't just fire a teacher these days. You know, there's unions. It gets difficult. But I think, like I said, Rob, eventually what's going to happen is somebody will go too far. They will get caught. And it will be the end of it. But I think that's what it's going to take. As we come down to our last 5 minutes, first, I want to thank you for coming on. It's a brave thing to do. I didn't think there were many like me who will risk the wrath of various and sundry sources to make a point.
But, by the way, Rob, do you like the armed bikini-clad girls that we have?
I do. I love them.
Matter of fact, can I come back Jeff next week?
And this is your opportunity, Rob, to make a final statement before Dave and I take us out of the show.
That's it. I just would like, you know, what had happened to us and, you know, probably 8 to 10 others to not happen down the road with future baseball players as well as other sports at the high school. And I hope that these people can understand what they did, and I hope they can do the right thing moving forward.
And I hope that the entire system gets revamped. Let's go beyond St. Charles North. Let's hope that, kids have a fair shot if they want to go try out for.
Are there websites that have already discussed this or investigated the allegations? Pardon me?
I haven't looked. That's a good point, actually.
I just want to know. I mean, I'm sure you're not the first one to bring up these. Right now, I don't know if it's allegations. Is that a right or?
I would say allegations, but I would say they're pretty strong allegations.
Gotcha.
But anyway, Rob, thank you so much for coming on the
show. You're
welcome. I wish you and your son the best of luck in the future. Dave, as we wander towards the final 5 minutes, again,
yes.
The folks have been listening to Left, Right, and You, WRMN, AM 1410.
On every Thursday from 3 to 4
p.m. 3 to 4, that's right. And some days I actually get the date right.
That's right.
We have been discussing the vagaries of club sports. I will certainly follow this discussion up with a column on the subject on the blog, thefirstward.net. I want to thank all of you who are visiting the blog because it's now getting between 700 to 800 hits a day. You know, I mean, that's to me is incredible. I appreciate all the people coming by.
And that's without a hitting coach.
That's right. And not only that, but I'm getting calls from folks complimenting me on the work. I guess there's no accounting for taste.
No.
But
I think they just want to see my thong.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I'll put a picture of that up on the blog before we go.
Oh yeah, please do.
And thefirstward.net. You know, the Facebook page is still going. God bless Tom Steiner for trying to take me down into various conversations on conservative issues. But what the heck? God bless Tom. I love him.
Do we have anybody for next week, Jeff?
I believe we do. I believe former South Elgin city manager Larry Jones. If you recall, Larry texted Tim in the middle of his show, Tim Elins, saying, "Have you straightened out Jeff Ward yet?" And, of course, Tim texted back, "That's not possible." Larry's going to be on. I do think that 43rd District State Rep candidate Jeff Meyer is going to call in.
Okay.
I've been covering that possibility. He will be running against Anna Moeller. Of course, I think one of the funnier things on my blog was Toby Shaw threw his hat into that ring.
Gotcha.
And I surmise that if it was Toby Shaw against Anna Moeller, the ensuing vacancies on the Elgin City Council would send us into a weird feedback loop that would cause the universe to fall in upon itself.
By the way, I also, speaking of Jeff Meyer, trying to get him on. He's a Jeff Meyer, not that Jeff Meyer, a different Jeff Meyer. It's
okay.
Weird when you're named Meyer, you name kid your Jeff.
Yeah.
He's involved with high school football, and I just wanted to, you know, maybe he can come on and we can pick his brain regarding from that end.
Without a doubt,
training facilities.
As we are really winding down, are you doing any improv this weekend?
This Saturday night, 9 o'clock at the Improv Playhouse in Libertyville.
I will be
there at 9 o'clock, and there's going to be another show, early show. I will not be involved in that because I will be having pre-Mother's Day. So happy Mother's Day, by the way.
Oh, that's right. I got to get my wife a present.
Yeah.
And wrapping up that certain thing and saying it's a nice package doesn't do anything for her.
Yeah.
My wife actually told me what I got her this year.
Oh, so did mine.
Which was outstanding because it took the pressure off of me.
So did mine. So
I've got my wife a puppy, and I left it in the box, so in the car.
It's like Schrodinger's puppy?
Exactly.
All right. Well, thank you for listening, folks. You've been listening to Left, Right, and You, WRMN, AM 1410. We've been talking about club sports. Thanks to Rob Marshall for coming on. Thanks to George for calling in, our anonymous caller for calling in, and we will see you next week.
That's right. And people can, if they missed any part of this broadcast, they can get it on what?
Thefirstward.net, all spelled out.
Thefirstward.net, and we're going to go out to Road to Hell. I love this song.
Highway to Hell or
Road to Hell by, I forgot his name.
All right. So, anyways. Go for it, Dave. Thank you, sir.
All right. Oh, there's more girls here, Rob.
Flying away from you. Oh, look how we'll take a good look. What goes down here? You must learn this lesson fast and learn it well. This ain't no upwardly mobile freeway. Oh no, this is the road. This is the road to hell.
This is Jeff Swoboda, Chief of Police for the City of Elgin. You're listening to WRMN 1410 in Elgin.